Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. How much time do you spend each day contemplating your miracle? The human mind can take the human being where the human heart longs to go. Contemplating your miracle places your mind and heart within it, but feeling desperate for your miracle pushes it away. To feel desperate for something is to imagine yourself apart from it. This places your consciousness outside of your miracle. When you feel the light of your miracle lifting you up from within and filling your world with a bright heavenly splendor, you have placed your consciousness inside of your miracle. Looking at your miracle brings it to you. Your life follows the direction of your attention. Living in your miracle fills you with the heavenly light and heavenly lift that makes your most unbelievably spectacular dreams come true. To live in your miracle requires the practice of the discipline of not mentally shutting yourself out of your miracle. That's the great spiritual success secret that makes your vision of your destiny prophetic in nature. You get to decide on your purpose. You get to decide on your destiny. You get to decide on who and what you work for. Imagine yourself working for peanuts and you get peanuts. Focus attention on the outcome you intend from your action, and the energy you employ goes into that accomplishment. In fact, all the energy there is goes into that accomplishment. In other words, you can make your miracle inevitable. When you find it hard to believe that you can achieve what you dream of, imagine yourself living in that level of success anyway. It may feel foreign to you right now, but the strange grows familiar with repeated visitation. It takes time to get used to living in paradise when you've made your mind a prison for so long. Envision yourself in your new miracle life. See yourself remaining balanced, natural, and attuned to your spiritual self and the destiny you desire. Think about what higher purpose you want to fulfill in that splendid life. What do you intend to accomplish from there? Miracle manifesting comes about through the application of the following 7 timeless keys. Spend time daily building a vision of yourself, living in the highest level of success you can imagine. Drop the concept of space or time standing between you and your goal. Ask yourself, what small, simple, easy thing can I do right now to contribute to the outcome that I want? Do that task. If it's too hard to do it, select something smaller, simpler, easier for you. After completing the task or doing as much of it as you can, acknowledge the success of giving some energy to the accomplishment of what you want. Eliminate from your mind thoughts that criticize your efforts as inadequate relative to what you want to bring about. And finally, affirm this principle all day long. Whatever I do for what I want works. All begins on the invisible level. Just as a child grows unnoticeably to the eye that watches him daily, every direction your life takes begins on unseen levels in the dimensions of the small. To the perceptive seer, signs of the direction of things become apparent sooner. Over time, the small grows large enough for even the least perceptive to notice. When you conceive of your efforts as failures or as inadequate relative to what you want to bring about, you set into motion a negative creative process that undermines your potential progress. This negatively proves the principle that what you think about, you bring about. Your life reflects your state of consciousness. No one who refuses to accept a miracle can have one. The child demonstrates for us the openness, the innocence, the trust we need for the miraculous. After envisioning yourself in your miraculous level of success, practice feeling yourself already there, living in that miracle light, occupying that miracle destiny. When you imagine yourself separated from the destiny you desire, you push that destiny away. You resist it. you keep it from you. Instead of wondering, wishing, and hoping as you mope about, ask yourself continually throughout the day, what small step can I take right now to move in the direction I want my life to follow? Discipline does not have to torture you. Make it light and easy, but stay on track. Apply focused relaxation all day long. You can enjoy yourself while keeping your energy working in a given direction. Don't work too hard, but work. Look at the very young child at play. The child is actually working. The child loves to work. To fit the puzzle pieces together, to climb the stairs, to push the scooter. The young child works and develops all the time. Our miracle requires no more and no less from us than to remain as the working child. Practice the discipline of focusing on being the cause rather than on judging your results and judging yourself because of your results. Instead of looking for signs that represent your success or your failure, consistently set into motion causes aimed at creating the conditions you want to achieve. Be the cause of what you want, or suffer at the effect of your negative perception of results. Pay particular attention to how you think of yourself. Thinking of yourself as inadequate causes you to feel opposed and oppressed. Thinking of yourself as an outsider relative to the destiny you desire places you where you do not want to be. This sets you on a path to depression. When you see your thinking as your thinking, you rise above your thinking. Then you can direct your thoughts to direct your life. If you do not pay close attention to your thinking, you confuse your thought with reality. Then, if you think yourself outside the destiny you desire, you treat that thought as fact and live as a victim of your own negative view. When you realize that your thought of yourself gives you the experience of yourself, you automatically drop those thoughts that divide you from the conditions you want. Notice how much time you spend living in your head, in your thoughts about your situation. See how unmiraculous those visions are. See how your head takes your life from your heart. Thinking yourself outside the conditions you want means that you imagine yourself held back. But only your imagining holds you back. You imagine yourself trapped, but only what you imagine traps you. You imagine your life lacking, but only your imagination produces the experience of lack. You want nothing less than the miraculous. Nothing less fulfills you. Imagining the level of success that you desire makes it yours. But imagining that level as impossible for you makes it your impossibility. Achieve miraculous success by focusing on your miracle goal and taking small, easy actions aimed at contributing to that heavenly outcome. Imagining conditions changing for the worse makes you feel worse, behave worse, and produce worse results. You have to accept yourself where you most desire to be, or you'll never arrive there. The only force that shuts you out of the destiny you desire is the force of your own tragic thinking. The solution to tragic thinking is magic thinking. Magic thinking unthinks all limits. It accepts the miraculous as reality. It accepts the miraculous as readily available as the mundane. The miraculous is a choice. When you see something you want, accept it as yours. Stop rejecting the experiences you want, and those experiences become yours. Imagining yourself in a relationship with someone you do not like keeps you feeling trapped in a dissatisfying relationship. Conceive of the kinds of people you want to be with. Conceive of the greater purposes you want your relationships to serve. Think of the home you want to live in, the places you want to travel to, the state of your health, your financial condition, your relationship with the spiritual dimensions of life, how you want to feel about and relate with all people. As you get your life right in your head and then accept those higher conditions as your reality, you give birth to your higher self in that higher life. The results you achieve equal the results you perceive. Everything that happens to you in life gives you the opportunity to turn the experience you have into one that makes you better off. Reacting in anger and distress to results really means reacting emotionally to your own negative interpretation of what happened. You interpret the condition as a failure and then feel depressed and angry about it. You interpret your efforts as inadequate and feel like a failure. You interpret someone else's treatment of you as disrespectful and then you feel resentful. Paying close attention to your mind reveals that you create the circumstances that you react against. Respond as a cause instead of as an effect. Whatever happens, whether it matches your hopes or not, consider what you can do right now for what you want to happen, and then do something that you can do to contribute to that accomplishment. Repeat this process endlessly, and your level of success has no limits. Responding as cause liberates you from failure. Whatever you do for what you want works, but it may not produce its immediate objective. Doing what you can is always enough. Acknowledge the success of taking any action aimed at your goal. That's how to build a winning streak that builds momentum, bringing you greater and greater opportunities. Accept the greatest goals you can imagine as your current experience. What you want to be true requires nothing less of you to manifest. You shut the doors of opportunity when you imagine yourself shut out of your desired fate. Accept the miracle that you're working for. When you worry that your goal is unattainable, when you think of yourself as inadequate, your imagination plunges you into frustration and despair. You enter a reality of your own creation, one that undermines your spirits rather than lifts you up. See how thought bars you to release yourself from mental bondage. One subtle form of mental bondage to beware of places us in the reality we imagine going on in someone else's mind. Notice how you think of yourself being thought of. Don't remain for a moment in the thought of yourself as a loser in someone else's thought, because you become the person you think of yourself as being. Be alert to recognize when you think of how another thinks of you. When you imagine another conceiving of you in a less than totally successful light, in a dimmer than miraculous light, you bury yourself in that dark plight. The consequences of imagining yourself less than totally successful right now follow from your reaction to your imaginary troubles. When you treat life as your adversary, you turn life into your adversary. Then nothing you do seems to work. You feel stuck, imprisoned in the constraints that you imagine. When you imagine yourself failing, you feel frustrated, angry with yourself, and then you take your frustration out on others. You start treating people poorly. You give up on your best efforts. Then, as a consequence, you manifest the poor predicament you first imagined. Imagine yourself as absolutely free. Have faith that an open door exists through which you can enter your miraculous opportunity. Your spiritual supply translates into your material supply. When your spirit glows with robust power, its pure beaming light opens doors of opportunity. People marvel at your energy. They feel uplifted by your presence. They want what you have to offer, and they're willing to pay the highest price for it. You do unto others as you do unto yourself. Your energy, your spiritual power, heals others as it heals you. Be willing to serve the highest purpose with all your heart. Place your mind on the infinite spirit, and your world opens to its infinite potential. Surrender to the highest, deepest calling of your soul. Do that right now. What you give yourself to here and now receives you here and now. The present is your perfect gift. But what is it that makes the present feel like an unwanted gift? Just one thing, really, that causes us to miss the gift, the perfection of this moment: your inner judge. There's an inner judge inside you that may say, what I'm doing is not enough. There's an inner judge inside you that may say, what someone else is doing is not enough. It may tell you that you are not good enough, strong enough, smart enough, that you've not accomplished enough, that you should not be who you are. There's an inner judge that might say that your mate is inadequate. The state of your marriage is inadequate. You might judge yourself as being inadequate because of the results that you're achieving in your life thus far. You look around and you say, well, I'm not necessarily where I want to be. The judge is all that keeps you from living the life you really want to live. So you have to recognize when the judge is telling you that what you want is not possible, or that what you want is not happening. You have to recognize the judge is a liar. The judge is stealing your happiness. The judge is that voice that tells you you're wrong. You shouldn't have done something. You should have done something differently. That's the judge that makes you miserable, feeds off your soul like a parasite. There is nothing standing between me and all that I want to be, except the creation in my own mind that separates me from it. That's all that keeps you from the wealth and the happiness and the health and the phenomenally joyful heavenly relationships that you pursue and you want so much. All that keeps you from all that is your own mental construct that keeps you in a kind of a nightmare dream, prison, of it not being so. When you're feeling frustrated or deprived or depressed or inadequate or wrong in any way, you'll see that it's not what's happening in your life, it's what you're telling yourself about what's happening in your life. It's how you're interpreting it. You might try to have a conversation with your wife, and she doesn't really listen to what you're saying, and you'd really like her to connect with this, to share in your happiness, to really understand where you're coming from, or to share in your pain. And she's off in her own world. Now, how you react to that can put you in a kind of emotional hell, turning the perfect present into anything but. Poverty is any experience of the present as lacking in any way. And the way out of poverty is to reject the judge that tells you that you don't have the opportunity, that you don't have the ability, or even the most sinister message it can give you, that you don't deserve it. That's a judge that makes you feel small and wrong and inadequate. Where did it come from? It came from being raised by people who believed in the lie that told them that we were inadequate, and that told them that they were inadequate. Your children are not responsible for the anger and stress and frustration and impatience and difficulty that you experience. Your own inner judge is. Now, there are some people who are not going to buy this, and we just have to let them go. Let them continue to stew in their juices and blame everybody else for their misery. The way from poverty is to reject the judge that tells you that you are not right now living in an absolute sea of total freedom for all that you desire. And the way to wealth begins by you accepting the best now has to offer. And you accept the best now has to offer by letting go of the judge that tells you now is not enough. Just letting yourself be in it. And whatever you feel is okay. Feelings are designed to leave you. They flow. They go. The only time you experience a negative feeling is when you hold on to one. Any feeling you have is leaving, it's fleeting. To let a feeling be is to let a feeling go. It's okay to feel bad. Just look at how you feel. Just let it be there. Let it go. Don't push it away. Let it be and let it go. And what starts to happen is you find yourself feeling better. And anything that tells you that your life is not wonderfully perfect right now is a liar. It's nothing about your experience that makes it imperfect. It's the way you judge your experience. Do your best right now for all that you want in life. And then don't beat yourself up by telling yourself it wasn't good enough. To accept the best is to do your best right now and to reject the judge that says your best is not good enough. Also for wealth, and by wealth I mean a wealth of love, a wealth of whatever it is that you desire in life, a wealth of goodness, a wealth of happiness. You have to reject the judge that tells you that you can't have that. The judge will find reasons. The inner judge will find reasons to tell you why you can't have what you want, why you shouldn't be happy, why you don't deserve the wealth, the form of wealth that you desire. Right now, just look for your opportunity for all that you desire. Look for it. That's all you have to do. And do your best for it. And don't beat yourself up for what you're doing. And you'll find yourself living in a state of freedom and joy and love without lack. Reject the voice that tells you that there is no opportunity here. Because right now, a path opens in every direction for you. You just have to choose the direction you want the present to go in. Now, here's the key to happiness and success and fulfillment in all of your relationships. Your relationship with your mate, your relationship with your ex-mate, your relationship with your child, your relationship with your boss, your coworkers, your clients, your relationship with the President of the United States. We're all in relationship. Here's the key to having a fulfilling relationship with everyone. Free everyone in your life from your straining effort to make them make you happy. Notice every time you start criticizing or complaining about another person, blaming another person for something you're going through, what you're basically doing is expressing the attitude that I need that person to do something to make me happy. I can't be happy unless they change, unless they do something or say something or be a different way. And the more miserable I am, the worse I'm going to treat everybody around me, because essentially we treat everyone the way we treat ourselves. You see, I'm never going to be happy as long as I make it someone else's job to make me happy. And so I'm always going to be miserable, and then my job is going to be to try to make everyone around me miserable. I remember once walking down the seashore, and it was a beautiful evening. And my mate was not there to share it with me, and I started to become angry and resentful. But what I was really doing was depriving myself of the experience of joy that was available right then. And at the same time, angry with her because she was not engaging with me in a way that would have increased my joy. In other words, I was counting on her for my happiness. And what we have to do is, the moment you catch yourself doing that, focus on what you need to do right now to feel free, powerful, purposeful, and fulfilled. Your happiness is your responsibility, and no one else's happiness is your responsibility. When people try to make you leave your happiness for their happiness, simply say no, thank you. This may sound like it's selfish. People want to defend their misery. How people feel is really more important than what they do, because as long as you don't feel your best, you really can't do your best. You don't have to make yourself happy. You just have to reject what you're doing that's making you miserable. Rejecting the judge that tells you that you should not be who you are. Now, another cause of our misery is when we start blaming other people for how we think they think about us. Think about that. How do you think of yourself? And when you think of other people thinking about you, what do you think they're thinking? We can create a habit, a mental habit, of thinking about others thinking negatively about us. This is the present, the gift of the now. The perfect gift is you. You are the gift. Your joyful, happy, loving self. Don't let the inner judge steal that from you. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and for more information about my work, check out my website at boblancer.com. That's boblancer.com. You can email me at bob@boblancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043. 404-297-4043. For your own personal breakthrough on issues relating to parenting, marriage, and life guidance, would you like to receive my direct assistance in implementing the insights and approaches you hear on this show? Call, email me, or go to boblancer.com to schedule a private professional consultation with me. You can also attend my monthly seminars on raising our children and ourselves to uplift and empower your group, association, business, school, or organization at your location anywhere in the world. Schedule me to present my enlightening and inspiring seminars or keynotes. Go to boblancer.com for more information. And go to boblancer.com for an abundance of my free Lancer's Answers in the form of articles and videos that you can view right there online, as well as a comprehensive list of my CD recordings available for purchase. And be sure to look for my life-changing books available at your favorite bookstore and at boblancer.com, including Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Until next time, this is Bob Lancer asking you to please tell your friends to tune in next week at this same time, same station, over the radio and online for more of Bob Lancer's answers to the challenges of raising our children and ourselves.